A reading from the Gospel of Luke. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, Jesus said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord. What is that faith that made us well? Because I could say, along with the woman at the well, "I'll have me some of that." If we look, we have to say, what is different about the faith of this one compared to the faith of the 9 that Jesus is questioning? Well, certainly, it can't be the right ideas about God, because this one is a Samaritan. He believes wrongly about God. He differs in his faith with the Jews. It kind of depends on what do you think happened to the other 9. On the way, they were all healed. Did they not even notice that they were healed? Maybe it's faith that's aware of healing in our lives. Faith that recognizes when something goes well and is done so by the hand of God. Or maybe they did recognize that they were made well, but kept to the plan. "Well, that means we have to go and show ourselves to the priests, and then the priests are going to give us things to do, and we need to do those." Instead of a faith that says, "Hold everything. God has just touched me. I need to stop right now and thank God for this blessing in my life. And I need to go back to the one who brought me that blessing and thank that one." That's a faith that heals. That's a faith that brings life, a faith that recognizes God working in our life and so recognizes it that we stop and we can't help but give thanks to God and thank the people that brought us that grace. And when I think about that kind of saving faith, I say, I don't have that enough. It's not that my life doesn't have enough blessings. It does. But how often do I really stop and thank God for the blessings? Because I should stop 100 times a day and thank God. And I don't. And so my heart does not burn like that Samaritan's heart. And I want it to. Right now, I'm in Rome. I came for 2 weeks of meetings and to meet the new master. Brother Bruno, what a blessing. The brothers did well electing him. And all the brothers here at Santa Sabina, our headquarters here in Rome. Such a blessing always when I come here to meet these good men and women who work here, brothers and sisters of mine, so dedicated. And today I travel back to the United States to our studio, which is where I'm assigned. And already my mind is going towards those good brothers, our incredible students, the senior brothers who live in the community, good men. Such a blessing in my life to be able to work with these people, to know these people. Wait a minute. I think I need to go right now. I need to pray and I need to thank God for the people in my life. God bless.